Hi there. This is your husband. Due to circumstances yesterday, my friend Chris, as I did mention, did come by. We went and took a slightly abbreviated hike and then shared a meal and had some wonderful conversation. It was delightful. And he didn't leave till 9 o'clock, which is rather late. Normally he's gone much earlier. But obviously, I figured at that point I wouldn't call. I figured you wouldn't care anyway. It was helpful yesterday to have Chris. Today didn't go very well because I'm in love with you. No matter what you've done, I'm in love with you. I find it so ironic. For whatever reason, it took almost 24 hours for BitChute to get the video online. But I still got a dozen views or so forth in the early hours of the day, and now it's percolated down, so it probably won't get much more. Brighteon had a glitch, and it took them over 24 hours. They have a gap of videos. And now that since they're old, they're not showing up on the front pages and they're not being seen. So in so many ways, I'm kept from you. But my heart's been ripped out. It is really hard to take. I understand so very well how easy it would be to slip into alcoholism, drug abuse, or other things. But you see, one of the things that's happened to me long ago was the Lord made it very clear who He is and that I'm His. And life has been difficult. But one other thing. It's ironic because I saw a report from China, ironically from Al Jazeera, about a 2-year-old who was kidnapped and then sold off to another family. 32 years later, he met his parents because his mom didn't give up for 32 years. You know, the interesting thing is this happened allegedly because, the country slipped into this idea of the one-child policy, and that stimulated even more the selling of children. But, I mean, that was there anyway, as it is in so many places around the world, including domestically. But the mom didn't give up after 32 years. We're approaching 8. Do you think I'm going to give up? Not a chance. I'll leave you in the email the picture of that embrace. A mom seeing her son for the first time in 32 years. I want to see George, Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok within 32 years. The difference, one of the big differences is that the parties that are keeping us apart are the parties that claim to be obedient to Christ, the frauds. They're unloving frauds. And the problem is, I can back that up with Scripture. And the only thing they can do is make sure their fraud doesn't get uncovered. So they have to continue and even amplify the hate. Well, I love my wife and I love my kids, and I'm not going to stop. I think you know that. It's been crushing. But Dorothy Jane, I love you, and I'm not giving up.